So let's have a look now at where you can go in NLP. So the trainings we do, NLP practitioner, that's the one that you're on. 6-day practitioner training. Now, there's various different ways of actually doing a practitioner course. There are some people that do it over a period of time, say like a whole year to learn it, and you'll do it over a period of weekends. And what we do is we do an accelerated course. And the reason we do that is because your brain works fast anyway. And I don't like learning anything over a long period of time. That's just not my style. So I don't train in the same way. So you're doing an accelerated course. That's the one you're on. Now, here's the thing. We absolutely know that NLP works. We know that because we've been doing it a long time. NLP existed for a number at 20-odd years now. So we absolutely know that NLP works. And you've seen some of those demonstrations at FYD to know that NLP works. The question is for this event is not you proving whether NLP works or not. What you're here to do is to prove whether you can make NLP work or not. So we're going to look at some of the ways that you can pass those particular, to become a practitioner, ways of doing that this week. So let's have a look. So NLP practitioner is the first one. I know there are some of you already have already committed to this already. Obviously, the next step after that would be for you to become a master practitioner of NLP. That's actually an 11-day course with me. And by the way, these courses are actually even more accelerated than anybody else's you'll find, because normally the smallest you'll find for an NLP practitioner is 7 days. I squeeze mine in the 6 days because of the way I train it over longer days, and also because I believe I can train people quicker. Master practitioner is 11 days. With most people, that's 14. And at master practitioner level, we really, really build upon everything you've done here. Even though a lot of the techniques we were discussing at practitioner level are very in depth and they are very moving techniques, they are just foundation stuff in NLP, that's all. When we get to the master practitioner level stuff, we go into the real kind of way out there stuff that really has almost like conversational change, where you can have people change just conversationally without having to do any techniques at all. You can produce those conversationally. So then after that, what I did when I became a master practitioner, I thought, well, the thing for me is actually then to become a trainer of NLP. How many people here are at least interested in becoming a trainer at some point in your career, a trainer? There'll be a few of you, I guess. Yeah, okay, great. So the next level is NLP trainer. Now, the trainer certification program, I'm designing that course as we speak at the moment. And that's probably going to happen, I think, the very early part of next year is when that was going to be available. And the trainer is basically 14 days with me. And at that level, you know, it's a whole new level completely. So it's 14 days of actual training and then 4 days of evaluation after that. So you have 4 separate days. And on those 4 days, the first day, what you're doing is, on the evaluation, you're doing a test. The test is a combination of the practitioner and the master practitioner tests that you've done, obviously, the practitioner already. But it's a closed book test, so it's not an open book test. It's a test conditions. It'll be in the room, but you'll have all day to complete it. And it's about like 100 questions, and you have to get 75% pass rate to pass. If you don't, you don't get to come on to the next day. The second day is you have to do a presentation of 30 minutes long, or 2 presentations. So over the next 2 days, you're doing 2 presentations of 30 minutes in length on NLP material. Because obviously the thing about becoming an NLP trainer is the only reason you'd want to do that is if you wanted to train people in NLP, if you want to do your own certification programs, either at practitioner or master practitioner level, as I am today. And you can do that obviously within your own organization. Or you could do it in a public training like the one we're doing now and, you know, earn a bucket of money from doing it. Why not? You deserve it. So we have two different days where you're doing presentations, and on the final day, it's demo day, where you basically would be called up at any time. So I'll call you up at any time and say, right, up here, and you're going to do this demo. I'm not going to tell you what it is in advance. You just have to come up and demonstrate that NLP pattern perfectly with a demonstration subject and get a pass mark on that. And that's the NLP trainer certification. And there is another level, which is the one I'm in right now, which is the Master Trainer Development Program. There's only a few people in the UK that have that qualification, and they are the people that sort of the pioneers, if you like, that did NLP that are over here at the moment, or Americans that have come over. And that's a whole new level again, but that requires you to have done a certain number of trainings of your own. So you have to actually have done X number of your own practitioner, X number of your own master practitioner, and then you'll have to be probably with the program I'm going to develop for you is that you'll need to be one of my coaches for a period of time so I can get to see you doing the patterns. So by the time I sign, because like, you know, by the time I sign your master trainer program, you know, that's like, you know, I want to believe when I'm signing that certificate that you're absolutely fantastic in NLP in order for me to sign that, because at master trainer level, it's that's the highest qualification you can get in NLP. Now, you can relax because I'm going to, as always with the trainings, I'm going to make them as fun, as entertaining, as easy to understand as I possibly can. Because what I'll do throughout, you know, anybody here get a bit hooked up with these NLP phrases, like these words and stuff. There's, you know, there's like a bit of a, there's a bit of a terminology going on, isn't there? So we're going to be dispelling some of those myths and tell you what does it really mean. Because I like to take the mickey about some of these, you know, New Orleans flexibility drill. What the bloody hell's that, you know? Some crazy names out there. So, you know, dispel all those myths, for example, so make it very simple and easy for you to understand. And also, we're going to build it slowly throughout the week. So, obviously, you know, beginning this time, it's a reasonably gentle introduction, and then we'll get into some more kind of heavier stuff as the week progresses. But you will get these patterns as you go through. Okay, great. So, what else? So, this training, the home study element, takes up about 55 hours, 10 hours given for the completion of the test, and this live training is 60 hours in total, so we're over 6 days doing about 10 hours or so every day. And there might be some homework, which will be you completing your test, and maybe I might even give you some extra reading and stuff at various times, perhaps depending on how we're getting on. So it's a total of 135 hours, and indeed you need 130 hours at least to be qualified as a practitioner.